If you look around and realize that you don't have a seat at the table, well, build your chair and pull it up to that table. And that's pretty much what a group of Native Americans did with the Michigan Democratic Party. They got together and created the Anishinaabeg Caucus. Andrea Pierce is one of the founders of the caucus. She is a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. Andrea, good to have you back with us on Stateside.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
So what gave you and the other co-founders the idea to found the caucus? What was missing when you looked around at the Michigan Democratic Party?
We were missing the Native American people. What had originally happened was that I had went to my very first convention was when I went as Team Dana. I was all excited for Dana Nessel. And I went as a precinct delegate the first time I ever won.
For the Michigan, so you were at the Michigan Democratic Party state convention.
Right, as a precinct delegate, and I was all excited. And all these candidates were coming in the room. You're so important. You're so important. I want your endorsement. How can I get you to vote for me? And asking questions back and forth. And I'm sitting there looking at the list of caucuses because I had never been before. And I went as a progressive caucus member, and I was looking for the Native American caucus or American Indian,
anything,
indigenous.
Anything.
And I didn't see that. I saw a whole list of different.
Who'd you see?
I saw the Black caucus, the Hispanic caucus, the LGBTQA disability caucus, the Yemeni, the Arabic. I did not see anything remotely considered Native American.
So you thought to yourself,
where are we? Oh, my goodness. How are we missing this? And at the time, I was texting my friend Desmond Berry, who's now the vice chair of the caucus. We're not here. We're not here. I don't see anybody I know. And I was really, really surprised. I said, okay, this can't be. Maybe we just didn't come this time. That's possible. So I waited till after the elections because everything was so fired up and ramped up and we were just busy. And after the elections, I started asking people, okay, where's my caucus at? I want to join my people. I want to be with them too. What's going on? And Michelle Dietrich, she checked and couldn't find us.
And who's that?
She's part of the Michigan Democratic Party also. She's a very good friend of mine. She's helped me out a lot. I've had so much support.
So everybody looked around and realized, oh my gosh, Andrea's right.
Yeah, we're not here. And originally they wanted me to, or I was being asked to join the Environmental Caucus. And I was like, well, that would have been fine, but now I know we're not here. We have a lot of our own issues that we need to take care of, not just the environment.
So who did you pull together in this effort? Who's with you?
The board members is, I asked, Desmond Berry is a very good friend of mine. He's with the Grand Traverse Band of Odawa and Chippewa Indians. Mm-hmm. He's with the DNR up there and does a lot of work with Line 5 and very, very wonderful person. And then I asked Julie Dye, who's working with the mascot issue, the Redskins, and she goes to different school boards and talks about that. And she's our secretary, and she's just amazing.
And then Tom Showman?
Tom Showman, he brings, 8 years on tribal council with Grand Traverse Band of Odawa and Chippewa Indians, and he's just amazing. It's just an amazing group of people that, as soon as I said, hey, we don't have this, we're missing. And they're like, oh my gosh, we need to do it.
And these are busy people, but realize that you needed to have a seat at that Michigan Democratic Party table.
Yes.
For people that, you hear of conventions and you hear that word caucus, and that, what does a caucus group do within a state political party?
Well, now, be aware that I am still learning. I've only been to a couple of conventions.
What do you want your caucus to do? Let's put it that way.
I would love to be able to get Native candidates running for different chairs or different positions in the government. That would be wonderful. I would love to work on different issues that have been bothering us. We got the missing and murdered Indigenous women. There's Line 5 still. We got the highest prison rates, highest domestic violence rates, lowest graduation rates, mental health issues. I would like to work on some of those and the mascot issue also.
Because that you've already gotten busy, right?
Yes.
So tell us about what you did.
We came out making a loud noise. We had got the resolution, and it's condemning the use of the term Redskins, passed at the Democratic Convention, unanimously approved by over 3,000 people. I was so amazed when that just went through.
The national convention, right?
Michigan.
Over 3,000, mm-hmm. So at the state convention.
Yes, it was amazing.
As you look around, are there states, Andrea Pierce, with Native American caucuses that have been doing this where you could look and say, look what they're doing there, we want to do that here?
I'm just finding those out. And I found out there are other states that do have them. There's the, the National Native American Caucus, and So there are out there. It's just not in this state.
If you just join me, I am talking with Andrea Pierce, who is one of the founders of the Anishinaabeg Caucus of the Michigan Democratic Party. She's a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, and they are looking to get the Native American community of Michigan at the seat, at the table of the Michigan Democratic Party. You know, for everyone listening, to get everybody on the same page, explain that word, Anishinaabeg.
Anishinaabeg, okay. There's 12 tribes in Michigan, and we consider ourselves the original people of these lands here, the occupied territories of Michigan. And that's us, the Anishinaabeg. We're the original people.
And so I'm interested then, are people who are not Native American, who care about issues that are important to the community, can they be part of the caucus?
Oh, they sure can. Everybody is welcome to join. You have to be Anishinaabeg enrolled in one of the 12 tribes to be on the board. But other than that, everybody can join. We want people to come. We haven't been here. We want everybody.
What do you hope that this caucus, the Anishinaabeg caucus, will mean for all Michiganders in years to come?
I'm hoping this will be a chance for us to empower our people. We have a lot of activists that are always out there working towards, you know, these same causes that I've been and issues that I've been mentioning. And to me, it seems like it goes so far and then it just either plateaus out or just dies down and then we don't get any results.
You want to move it over the finish line.
I really do. I'd like to see if we can get some these issues tackled and off of our plate and work on other issues that are coming up also.
Well, it has to, if there has to be kind of a feeling, you really can't quantify what it probably feels like to say that you're part of solutions of problems instead of just saying somebody should do something.
Yeah. That's the difficult part because it's always easy to say, oh, someone should go do it. And, you know, point your finger. How come that's not being done? But it's harder to pull up your bootstraps and say, okay, we're not here and we need to be here.
Well, once again, I guess it seems like the invitation is out to all members of the Anishinaabeg community in Michigan, mm-hmm. and also people who support them and who are interested in the issues they're in, to join the Anishinaabeg Caucus of the Michigan Democratic Party. And I've been talking with one of the co-founders and a board member, Andrea Pierce, a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.